about how you can be free from fear.
Living Courageously, now available wherever books are sold, or order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We're continuing with a part two of what we began last time, the faith crises, the truth shall make you free, or the truth makes you free. All right, and just in hindsight, in Romans chapter 4, we looked at the life of Abraham and Sarah and God's promise to them and how Abraham did not deny facts, but the truth that he embraced caused him to rise above the facts. And see, that's how truth sets you free. It will cause you to rise above facts and live in a extraordinary, supernatural way. I mean, this is our portion. Come on, Paul tells, I believe it's the Romans, quit acting like mere men. We are not bound by facts. I said, the doctor could say cancer, but Jesus says, by my stripes. Huh? The bank account can say empty, in the red. But the Lord said, I am your Jehovah Jireh. Amen? And we believe that. We believe that. I know we do. So truth is what sets us free. The first aspect of our life that truth set us free from was the wages of sin. When we were born again, it set us free. Amen. It broke the bondage of sin. Though we still miss the mark from time to time, we are not in the category of sinners. It set us free to be saints. Amen. We are not, like many would say, sinners saved by grace. No, that's not what the Bible tells me at all. That's not what the word says. It doesn't say that you are a sinner. You are not a sinner. Sinner, the wages of sin is death. And sinners, amen, are condemned already. But we are not under condemnation. We've been set free by the truth, even though there are times you may sin. Do you understand? For a saint, and you need to understand this so the devil can't war with your mind and condemn you about things that Jesus has set you free from. Never forget this picture. The sin, Jesus paid for all of our sins, but the major sin that he redeemed us from was a sin that we didn't commit. Adam committed it, and it came upon mankind. Everybody that came after Adam, we were born into sin. We had no control, no say-so about that. He died for the big S-I-N. He became that. He, through one man's sin, all became sinners. Through one man's obedience, all became righteous. Now, he's an advocate for the small sins. There are sins that are not unto death. There are sins that the Bible says don't even pray for those. Okay, so there are little things like attitudes, you know, words that are spoken, things that are done that won't condemn a person to hell or judgment, but they're sin nonetheless. Sin is missing the mark. And so those we have to confess before him. When you find that there is sin in your life, harboring a grudge, a wrong attitude, or anything even like that. You need to bring that to the altar and repent of it. Amen. But the major thing that he has set us free from, that sinners aren't free from, is the sin of Adam. The only way of salvation is through Christ. And when a person comes to Christ, that sin is forgiven, and these are under the blood. Now, someone that hasn't come to Christ that's doing these sins, those sins are going to follow them. Their works are going to follow them, and it condemns them to a place outside of God forever. All right? So keep it simple. He died for the sin of the world, but now whosoever will, let him come. Listen, there are doctrines out there today that are very, very deceitful, deceptive about him dying for the sins of the world so everybody's going to be saved. Not unless they choose to be. It's by choice. God's not going to make anyone get saved. He would cease being God. He would be a devil. Because the devil's trying to make people do things. God allows you to choose. Now the way you conduct your life will cause certain things to enter your environment. And, you know, if enough pressure gets on you, you know, people call out to God. You know, he'll allow things to happen. But if he's chosen, or if he's drawing you, or someone's praying for you, God's going to allow things to get into your life that will cause you to find a way to him. He'll grant the gift of repentance. Yeah, I think as I was talking about my cousin, you know, they prayed much for us little naughty boys. We were naughty. You know, 8, 10, 12. I remember those days. Amen? So remember that. Truth, say it with me, truth sets me free. We don't deny facts. We're not in denial, but we allow truth to be the higher order. You see, whatever we see can be changed by a higher order. Whatever looks to your disadvantage can be changed by truth. Amen. How many know tonight, if God is for you, who can be against you? When God is for you, things going to work out for you. Yeah, they will. Tell somebody, everything's working together for my good right now. Right now, everything is working together for my good. That's God's promise to my life because I'm a born-again, blood-washed believer. Now, the facts of the matter might not agree with that. But we are not those that are bound by facts. We understand facts. We study facts, statistics, information. We know all about that. But there's a higher power. There's a higher authority. And, you know, truth is not just a word or a bunch of scriptures or things like that. It is a person. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Pilate asked a question once. He said, what is truth? Jesus began to explain in so many words what truth was, and that he was truth. Pilate couldn't wrap his mind around it. He went and got a basin, put water in it, and said, I find no fault in this man. I'm washing my hands of this situation. Amen? All right, let's take a look. I have some things I need to release here tonight that I think will really inspire and stir our spirit. Amen? Now, remember, like Paul, when truth sets us free, what we do, we judge facts. But we are not judged by the facts. I think of Joshua when he was running out of time to go to battle for the Gibeonites. And the sun, you know, they couldn't fight at night and the enemy would have gotten away. But Joshua, in his passion, he spoke to the sun. Come on, the fact of the matter was the sun was going down. Night was falling. And they couldn't, their enemy would have gotten away. But he spoke to that sun and to the moon and said, go not down. And that truth that he walked in, that spirit of truth that he had, stopped the sun from going down. And for 24 hours, the sun didn't go down till they accomplished what God had caused them to, or called them to finish. Amen. How many know it's the same God? He's got to stop the hands of time for you. He can do that. He got to back some stuff up. He can do that. Now, you ain't going to understand it because facts ain't going to agree with it. The facts can't explain it, and the natural mind won't understand it. Anybody ever been in a situation like I've been in a situation where I said, wait a minute, how could this happen? There's no way this could be, but it was. Amen. Nothing too hard for our God. We can live above the natural order of things. And that's what I want to get at, because when we walk in truth, we live above the natural order of things. We can defy facts and information. I tell you, there's no way your credit will get you a new car or a new this, or you'll never get into a home. You know what? If you don't allow those words to stop you, and you've prayed and you've asked God, and you are walking in truth. Now, how many know much is contingent upon our obedience? You're going to see that tonight. If you'll obey, you'll eat the good of the land. Yes, you will. I mean, it's guaranteed. But if you don't obey, then it's going to be difficult for God to reconcile your disobedience with his blessing plan. But people can tell you, you can't do this or you can't have that. But if you walk in truth, I guarantee you, and you don't give up, you stay with it. You don't let people discourage you about your dream. You don't let people get in your ear and you know, let all the air out of your balloon. Come on, you can't let them do that, because you'll find yourself discouraged. And God, sometime down the road, will have to remind you, remember the dream you had? Why did you stop believing? But if you'll stay the course, God will make a way. God will open the door. God will do what he promised he will do. Amen. Sometimes things take time. It takes time. How many know God is working right now? While we sit here and study his word and all what we do here right now, God is working. Oh, yes, he is. I'm telling you, he's working right now. Look at somebody. He's working right now. Tell somebody the facts ain't got a chance. Because truth is at work. See, you are a conduit of truth. That's how truth gets into the earth. And even though in Isaiah 60 it says that the earth is dark and the people in the earth are grossly dark. You know, darkness means ignorance. And you have you noticed the scowls on people's faces in this day and time? You know, not everybody, but the majority of people are just... You know, you can tell the times. But the saints ought to understand that our light has come. See, we're not subjected to facts. We deal with facts. We know facts. But we have truth in our heart. And truth supersedes fact. Truth will cause us to be buoyant in the midst of facts. Come on, tell somebody there's always a way. God's always got a blessing. All the time. It doesn't matter. God hadn't changed. Truth is the only thing that's not relative is truth. Everything else is relative. Light is the only thing that's not. There's no opposite to it. There's no equal to it. There's nothing relevant. It's there. That's what everything is based and hinged upon. And we need to understand that. And we need to know that. Or if we could really understand how powerful, how very powerful the Spirit of God in us is. If we just allow our mind and our thinking to align itself with the word and then get facts under our feet.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 26 of The Faith Crisis, The Truth Makes You Free, part 2. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." To exceed limitations or surpass that which is lawful is the meaning of exceeding. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. Facts can't deal with truth, and facts can't handle truth. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we are free today. Therefore, nothing is too hard for God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.